Do you often find yourself just surviving motherhood? Do you find yourself placing your hope in the next season because this side of mundane motherhood is just too hard? We've all been there, and I'm here to tell you that there is more. And though this generation of mothers are embracing survival mode, I'm here to tell you that you don't belong there. You may be down, but you're not out. And like the righteous man who gets up again and again, we will keep getting up until we're rising from glory to glory in our motherhood. I'm Heather Lee, and this is the Revived Motherhood Podcast. So go grab your coffee. It's probably in the microwave if you're looking for it, and come join me. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode, episode 7 of Revived Motherhood. Thanks so much for joining me, and I'm so glad you're here. Man, it has been a hot second. It has been a while. So if you're not following me on Instagram, you probably wondered what happened to me. Which is why you should be following me on Instagram, Revived Motherhood. Go find it. There's an awesome community of mothers just like you and me on there. January, I've been pregnant, and then as soon as February hit, I just got hit with epic morning sickness and have been sick since late March, and I'm just now feeling better, just now getting back into routine, and yeah, I recorded an episode, and I'm so happy, and I'm hoping that this is just me being back into routine, and I will be able to continue to record podcasts from here on out. So yeah, thanks so much for joining me. I'm so glad to be here. I love being here and just talking with you guys. I feel like we're just sitting and having coffee together and just talking about real life things. So today we are going to be talking about raising children and the world we are living in. I did a poll on Instagram, which is another reason why you should be on there, because I do polls. But I did a poll on Instagram asking what you guys wanted to hear. And raising children and the world we live in was the most popular suggestion. So that's what we're going to be talking about today, guys. And I'm excited because this has been something that I am actually really passionate about right now, just because of the world we're living in right now. I feel like moms and dads and just parents in general need encouragement, because, you know, everywhere we look, there is just this agenda that is attacking our families. And we're discouraged because, you know, we want our children to have a normal childhood, and we feel like that this world is trying to steal that away from them. So let's get started. So do you ever feel discouraged, fearful, or just angry that you are raising your children in the world that we're living in? A world that's unpredictable, that talks of shortages, death rates, and sickness? A world where everything, yes, even Disney, has an agenda for your child, trying to point them away from the Father. Well, friend, you're in the right place, because like you, I was feeling all those emotions. I had the questions. I was discouraged by the weight of uncertainty when I went to the Father and told him my heart. God, I just want my children to have a normal childhood. I want them to live a life without fear or persecution and on and off again mask mandates. I want to be able to watch a movie with my children without having to turn it off because of the unknown assignment on the movie that was sent to steal their innocence. And that is when Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "You are discouraged because you want to find peace, security, and joy for your children in this world. But peace, security, and joy can't be found in this world. It can only be found in me. In this world, storms will come. Be sure you are showing your children where to place your hope when they do. The joy, the security, the peace that we want for our kids, friends, it can't be found in this world, even in the best circumstances. We can't protect our kids from storms, but we can show them how Jesus gives us peace in the storms. We can't protect them from attacks, but we can show them who fights our battles. Our children will face uncertainties, but we must show them the God who is steadfast and immovable. It's not our job to shelter our children. We can't forever cover their ears and cover their eyes when there's, you know, uncertainty or an uncomfortable conversation comes our way. It's our job to instead to display the foundation in Christ that is built on a solid rock and not on sinking sand. Finally, I want to read John 16:33. I have told you these things so that in me you will have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Friend, peace is not found in this world. The world will always have uncertainties, but take heart, have courage, be brave, and be joyful, because we already won. Jesus has already overcome, so find that peace in him. I hope you guys are having a wonderful Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining me, and I'm so glad to be back. And yeah, if you were encouraged by this podcast, please feel free to share with your friends so that we can get this podcast out. And if you want to bless me, you are more than welcome to leave a review. That is how this podcast reaches other moms, and that is my heart, to just encourage as many moms as I can. So I hope you guys are having a wonderful Tuesday. I love you guys, and yeah, just go over to my social media. I'm on Instagram, and give me a follow and message me, because I'd love to connect. So I'll talk to you guys later. Bye. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. If you would love to connect with me on Instagram, I'd love to have you. You can go follow me at Revived Motherhood. We have a fun community over there, and you can find daily motherhood encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful day. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't, and share with your friends. And if you haven't yet, please leave a review. It would mean so much to me, and it would also help this podcast get in the hands of other moms who might need encouragement. I hope you guys are having a wonderful week. Love you guys. Bye.